previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
7:42, you're with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. We've got a guest in the studio. Second day, he's decided to pop in and have a little bit of a visit. We're going to talk about all things business of advertising and what it means for local business. And some of the things to consider in the studio this morning is the sales manager to Algoa FM, Dennis Karanges. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Wayne. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Early morning start for me. Normal for you, though.
Yeah, welcome to our world. Huh? Welcome to our world. We're going to talk about the market at the moment, more specifically related to Algoa Country, I think.
Yeah.
And I think let's start with where you're finding the market currently is at the moment.
I think it's fair to say that that it's tight in the market. But you know, coincidentally, the day before yesterday, I was with a client and we were talking about the state of the economy and the city and where we are and where his business is. And it was really refreshing to hear him and his take on how he sees opportunity before he sees adversity. And he was saying to me that one of their business divisions has currently got a 6 or 7% market share in that sector of the market here in Gqeberha, and he sees that an opportunity to grow. So he's strategizing to get to 13% over the next 2 to 3 years. So I guess it's a mindset. I said, But yes, it's definitely tight out there. You can see people are really, really working hard, harder than before. And I think those that are awake to opportunity are the ones that are surviving. I'm loath to use the word hustling, but there is a lot of hustling going out there. And I think you've got to do a bit of that to really get through the critical times. And, you know, don't even start me about the infrastructure problems that we have in the city, because I think that is a factor. But I think we are blessed with a proactive chamber that are busy pushing things behind the scene and getting a lot of hard work done. And business is really getting stuck in, which is really, really important. You know, so if you are a business owner, you know, look after your little patch of land around you, which is so important nowadays.
All right. And in terms of Algoa FM, the station, generally, how are we doing and how are we doing for our clients?
I mean, I don't have to say it amongst ourselves, but we are busy.
Yeah.
You just have to see what goes on every weekend and to see that we are busy. But what I wanted to touch on this morning is, you know, that we are just more, a lot more than just a 30-second commercial that plays out on air for our clients. I think the way we've integrated digital, social media, activations, competitions, sponsorships and events allows us to drive that all-important engagement with consumers for our clients and their brands. It means a lot for businesses when we're there on a Saturday morning. Charlie, Casey, Roland, Simon.
We're talking about Hitmobiles now.
We're talking about Hitmobiles activating at retail. That's something that has become so, so busy with us. And our people are absolute experts at it. I mean, Charlton has been talking about Jenny from the block or around the block this morning. Charlie's also been around the block when it comes to activations, I've got to say. You know, just a recent example, who would have guessed that we would have got over 1 million views on that Guess Who's Singing Instagram post that we put out. It speaks to the integration that Algoa has achieved across all the media platforms. I say it, we are a powerful media brand and a media option in this market, and we are here for businesses to use, and we can accommodate almost every size of businesses out there.
I mean, how should a business in Algoa Country be viewing their marketing and sales strategy? I mean, you come from both sales and marketing backgrounds.
Well, first and foremost, marketing is muscle, not fat.
Yeah.
And be careful how you trim it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great saying. It's a great slogan. And it's a great mantra. And because it's muscle, we must constantly ensure that it stays strong. And we do that by advertising if we're a business owner. In terms of sales, it's important that you craft a sales strategy that tells your story to consumers. Storytelling is what we do best and what people can do best via Algoa FM. And having no marketing and sales strategy, Charlie said it before, is like winking in the dark. Only you know you're doing it.
I mean, there are some companies that don't take marketing seriously at all. It's a no-brainer for me.
It is a no-brainer, and you have the benefit of coming from a marketing background as well. I always say you can always take a leaf out of a book from the big guys. If you watch how Coca-Cola operate, there's no reason why you as a local business can't adopt that same strategy. Do Coca-Cola need to advertise? Well, probably not, but they do, because they keep their brand top of mind. So whether it's a social media strategy or whether it's a social media strategy integrated with something on Algoa, part of our brand focus program, or you're doing activations on the ground, or you are doing something outside of your store on a Saturday morning, marketing your business is so, so important. You need to tell your story and you need to find the vehicle of delivery that you can tell that story on. Once you own a piece of market, then you must really go out there and own it and look for the best available advertising options that are available. I often talk about choosing the right vehicle of delivery for your advertising message, and it's important. In a market as tight as the Eastern Cape, nobody can afford to waste a strategy, to waste money, or even to waste time. Often there's a perception that Algoa FM is out of reach for local SMMEs. Nothing could be further from the truth. We've proven with our brand focus advertising program that local SMMEs can successfully use Algoa FM as a vehicle of delivery for their advertising. You just have to look to businesses like the Luggage Company, Roburg Fast Foods, PE Blinds, Pops Auto, Pollock's in East London, and Watson's Meat St. George. These are locally owned SMMEs that have successfully built an advertising strategy using Algoa FM as that vehicle of delivery. And they will tell you that this consistent, affordable advertising on our station has built brand equity for them, for their business, by simply telling customers who they are, where they are, and what it is they do.
Yeah.
So if you are a local SMME out there, make sure you pick the right vehicle of delivery to get your brand out to the market.
I like that.
And to
the
tell
right,
your story.
The right vehicle of delivery.
Yep.
You've had a long career here at Algoa FM in sales. You mentioned brand focus. Are we familiar with that term? Obviously working at Algoa FM. But just quickly, I mean, if I'm a business, an SMME listening to you right now, I want to advertise on Algoa FM, you've mentioned brand focus. How can I make that option work for my business on Algoa FM? And how can I contact you?
So, Wayne, we've obviously got a whole bunch of solutions that we talk about. We love to do a diagnostic with somebody, really meet them face-to-face, have a coffee, discuss their businesses, see where there are any pain points, how we can turn them into pleasure points. The best way to get hold of us is probably to drop me an email, dennis.k@algoafm.co.za, or you can simply phone into Algoa on 041-505-9497 and ask for Dennis. I'm the only one here. and then we will slide one of our account executives into a meeting with you, come and see you, or you can come and visit us at the station, which is always a great opportunity. And if you're lucky, you can meet the breakfast team. And we make good coffee here as well.
And we're good people as well. Yeah. And you've got a really good, large sales team. Strong, dynamic, driven individuals as
100%,
well.
100%. Yeah. I mean, the guy, there's lots of equity and lots of experience. Leslie Ann's been here for over 20 years. Andy's been here for 20 years almost. Collie's been here for 16, 17 years. There's lots of IP. Colin's up and coming. Been here for 11 years already. Yesican. Nina has been around for a while in East London. We've got Tracy and we've got Kaylee and then Angelique down in the Garden Route.
Yeah.
So it's a great team. We work hard for each other. And more importantly, we work really, really hard for our clients.
Yeah, it's tough out there to sales at the moment. So all the best. Thank you for joining us this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast. We'll catch up real soon.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, guys.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.